Among the boarding school survivors in the crowd was Jim LaBelle, an Alaska native and a member of the National Native Boarding School Healing Coalition. He says before the speech, the president and his interior secretary, Deb Haaland, embraced him and his wife.
It's almost indescribable how to express that feeling of acknowledgement. It was just a very spiritual moment, I think.
LaBelle says the president's apology was a powerful gesture, but there are those who never recovered from boarding school trauma and died young from addiction and suicide. He says he hopes their spirits heard the president's words. From 1878 to almost 100 years later, Alaska had more than 100 federally funded schools for Native children, a time in which they were punished for speaking their language, as well as physically and sexually abused.
It really is a big deal.
Benjamin Jacek watched the live stream of the president's apology from his office at the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage, where he's the head researcher for boarding school history.
While an apology is welcomed and amazing, the work should never end right here, because this is just the beginning.
Jacek says without truth, there can be no healing, and without action, no meaningful apology. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.